bury him the following Sunday. You know, I mean, not the, this Sunday, but I mean, 8 days away, you know. And there's always an old joke where they embalm them and put them in a freezer, you know, and let them lay there. Because the reason for that, I guess, is to let all the kinfolk that done moved up north rent a car and drive down here and look impressive, see. They do that, you know.
They do at these funerals pretty
fast. Oh, man, yeah. They you know, they get together on Saturday night, look at the body for an hour, you know, and get drunk and have a party. Oh, what the hell? I mean, you know, really, you should. According to the Bible, it should be a celebration, you know. Going home to better things. But, you know, us white folks, we have to sit around and squall, you know, and all of that. And we talk about it. I'm pretty open, pretty realistic about stuff like that. And I say something about it. People go, God, I don't talk like that. But I say, look, when I'm gone, I don't care, you know. I mean, put me in a pine box, zip it up, and chunk me off in the river. I mean, I don't really care. I'm not going to, I mean, you know, I don't need that junk you're throwing away. If I did, I'd take it with me. And, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, when you're gone, and, you know, wherever you're going, you're going to be there, you know, pretty fast. And, but, you know, they tend to play on people's sympathy, especially in this part of the country. You don't have, you seldom hear of a cremation. I think once in the last 5 years I've heard of somebody, you know, being cremated, but they usually do that somewhere else. And, you know, unless, you know, if you drown or burn or get mutilated bad in an accident, they won't, you know, look at the body. But otherwise, you know, a guy just dies, they, you know, glue him up and fix him up, and he looks pretty, and he lays there, you know, and everybody walks by and sheds a few tears, and, yeah, that's P-U-R-D-Y, pretty. But, anyway, that, I don't know, like I said, I get off on some weird tangents.
You mentioned honky. Are there any other joking or insulting terms that blacks might use in reference to whites?
Well, peckerwood used to be one. You know, I had a little black guy call me a peckerwood one time. And it's, you know, I just thought, peckerwood. Well, it must be like nigger, you know. But not really.
Cracker?
Nah.
Redneck?
Yeah, redneck, whitey. I call some blacks redneck, you know. They do something silly, you know, and I say, oh, come on, redneck.
What exactly would
Redneck is a term, strangely enough, that came from, in my best ascertainment, the word came from somewhere like Virginia up in there, you know, where you got, you know, some definite, you know, shifts. You got some definite changes in population. You got metro areas, and you've also got, you know, out in the country like Waynesboro and Staunton and Stewart's Draft and places like that, you know. And redneck, in a sense, now it's used as a proud, you know, a proud term, like hillbilly, you know. People are proud to be hillbillies because they know what it's like to eat pork and beans and, you know, turnip greens and sow belly. And, you know, I'm proud of the way that I grew up, and I guess everybody is. And but we still call people from the North Yankees. People that talk, you know, they have a little brogue, you know, and they talk like this. They're Yankees, you know. They don't know what cornbread is. They think it's cake, you know. They pour molasses on it syrup or something. That's a Yankee.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they refer to us as rebels necessarily, but, you know, hell, they're Yankees, and they just can't help it, you know. And yeah, but I don't think, I can't think of a term that, you know, that a black would use.
Okay.
You know?
What about whites that aren't too well off, maybe haven't had much of a chance at education, but more importantly are kind of lazy?
Don't care. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry. That's not sorry, like you would be if you stepped on my foot. That's sorry.
Sorry,
isn't it? Yeah, just sorry. And scum, but basically sorry.
Do you ever hear white trash around here?
Not so much, because, well, there's a lot of white trash, you know, in your five-story houses, driving four Cadillacs and, you know, driving 60 miles to the daycare centers, you know.
So
it's a different...
Well,
it's a little bit more moral than it is, you know, the fact whether or not he takes a bath three times a day, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, that old saying, anybody can afford water, you know? And so the dirty part is really not, you know. Now, I